your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Rogue Two Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast record about movies, TV shows, food, general geek news. Boop. Hey, Tom and Two Stars, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Maddie, man, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Pretty excited.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty
about
excited.
What?
I'm pretty excited about the Christmas episode. Well, I'm excited about seeing Rogue One. It was pretty amazing. But
you
I'm
think
also
they celebrate
excited.
Christmas and... in the Star Wars universe, besides that weird
right.
Christmas special?
I'm excited because we get, past 2 years now, we have gotten a Christmas present from Disney. And
you're
it's been
Saint
a Star
George
Wars
Lucas.
Movie. And so it makes me think of Christmas time, which also then makes me think of our Christmas episode that we recorded that's also dropping this week.
Super fun.
So from the geeks this week, you're getting two Christmas presents.
Two special presents.
You're
for
getting
your home.
A Christmas episode where you could get a have a chance to win a geek package if you liked the video we posted.
Yep.
And then you're getting this episode, which is a review of what, Tommy Two Stars?
I don't know, maybe Maverick 2?
Maverick 2?
Oh, Renegade 4.
No.
Standalone 5?
Fast and the Furious 17.
Leviticus,
what is this a review of, my
we
friend?
We are reviewing the one and only Rogue One.
Oh, Leviticus
Rogue
is here.
Rogue One, a Star Wars story, came out on December 16th.
Yes.
We went and saw it on Thursday night, December 15th at 10.
Stayed up late, swapping manly stores, and
stayed
we watched
up late.
Star Wars.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give a little bit non-spoiler review, each kind of tell our favorite thing or least favorite thing, and then give it a rating.
But non-spoiler?
After that, yeah, non-spoiler review.
I like the part where they did the stuff and the things.
We're
going
to give a non-spoiler review to start, and then after that, and we give a rating, then we're going to give a spoiler review.
Okay. Sounds
all right.
Good. Why don't you lead us off so we know how to non-spoiler tell our favorite
okay.
parts.
So my favorite part of the movie is things you've already seen in the trailer. Darth Vader. It was pretty epic. There were some scenes of Vader that were amazing. My also second favorite part is the characters of the movie.
Yeah, they have some awesome characters.
They
there.
Really have awesome characters. Disney has really figured out how to make Star Wars movies.
How to tell a story that's familiar, but in a new way.
Force Awakens, they kind of... we're getting started, and maybe it was a little rocky. Some people weren't madly in love with Force Awakens.
I was
Awakens.
Still madly in love with Force Awakens.
I love Force Awakens.
It's like we've been married for 50 years, but I still love you.
Yeah, that's how Tommy Two Stars felt about Force Awakens. I've watched it like 50 times, and I love it still. But this, I think they've perfected it. So I really liked the characters. I thought they did a great job with, even though they didn't give a whole lot of character development in the movie... we still kind of fell in love with them and liked almost every single character. That was my favorite part of the movie.
At the same time, I felt that they explained enough
yep.
for
yeah.
the characters.
I agree.
Yeah.
They explained enough.
Without
enough
knowing
to know
too
and
much.
Understand.
Yep. Yeah. Tommy, she says, what was your favorite part of the movie?
I was totally in it the whole time. I was woke, as the kids say these days, whatever that means.
It means you're aware of social surroundings.
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay. So, the story just had me the whole time. There was not really like a point where it was like, man, this is boring.
It was very
I was
exciting
in it
the whole thing.
Time. It was a great story. Great cast.
I think maybe at the very beginning, first 10 minutes, it was kind of like, meh. And then it
a
went,
little bit.
Boom!
Just shut off.
Shut off. Yeah, so it was very exciting through the whole entire thing. I agree. How about you, Leviticus? What was your favorite part of the movie? Not a spoiler.
I liked the fact that it was less Jedi and more, you know, more action-packed.
Right.
You know, especially compared to the other movies.
You don't need lightsabers to have action movies.
Well, and that's the thing. And it was based off of somebody else other than a Jedi.
Yeah.
In helping against the
right.
Empire.
Yeah.
It was more wars than we've ever had in a Star Wars.
Yeah, it was pretty active.
That's
wars.
The translation yeah. for you. Tons and tons of wars. Space battles, ground battles, planet battles.
I just insane. Liked... it was just nostalgia for me. Complete nostalgia.
Yeah.
And I liked the references to the original New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I... You know, I just liked the story all... finally, knowing about how they got the plans in the first place and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It completes it.
Rogue One, you complete me. Sorry.
You complete me.
It's hard for me to figure out a negative thing about this movie because I did like it that much.
Mm-hmm.
For me, something I didn't like... trying to stay non-spoiler still. Time has set, and A New Hope was filmed 30 years ago. Almost 40 years. No. 40 years next year. So, they tried to make a movie that was based before New Hope,
mm-hmm.
and age might have caught up to us a little bit. A little bit with Darth Vader... And the person who played Darth Vader couldn't, and New Hope couldn't play him in a Rogue One.
Wow.
And the person who voiced him was a little bit older. And okay. they had to use some CGI in the movie and things. So for me, time catching up, and then some parts maybe took me out of it a little bit. But other than that...
I want to say maybe, again, I agree with you completely. The movie was great. I loved it. I don't think it really takes away from the experience, but... A little less authentic, maybe the word
yeah.
might be.
Yeah.
Because even me, I noticed the movements of Darth Vader. I don't know if you caught that.
I caught it for sure.
I definitely caught it. The movements of... Because it was the same person, the way he moved was definitely different than... And it's not a negative. I'm not saying it's a negative.
It was definitely different than David Prowse.
Definitely.
As a hardcore fan, you could tell that David Prowse was not in that suit.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And I think it should make fans appreciate David Prowse a little bit more. Because I think David Prowse gets the short end of the stick a lot.
Yeah, you always associate with James Earl Jones as right. Vader and blah, blah, blah.
Right. So mad props to David Prowse.
Mad props to Prowse.
What about you, Tommy Two Stars?
If I had to take something that was bad, there were some parts that were kind of like they were trying to tell like emotional stories, and they were I was gripped a little bit by them, but that just seemed like to distract from the main. Like, all right, let's get back to getting the Death Star plans.
Like they were trying to make you tear up a little bit, trying to get pretty emotional.
But you saw them coming though. That's the thing. Like,
yeah,
I already knew some of those like sad points were coming.
Yeah. I agree.
I would have loved a little bit more explaining, but I still think that the way they went was fine.
The story was pretty shallow. The story wasn't super deep, but it didn't need to
be. It didn't need to be because we already know how it ended up.
Right.
We already know how it ended up.
Right.
So them...
Just get us there.
They didn't need a lot of explaining. The explaining that they did do in the movie was all you really needed.
Yeah, I agree.
It was all you really
because
needed.
Everybody that's a fan knows what happened in this movie. They get the Death Star plans, right? Because we already have a New Hope, would they blow up the Death Star?
Oops.
So obviously, spoilers. They know how it's going to end, right? So what would you give it on? So let's do a rating scale 1 through 10 stars, like we normally do, and then maybe put it in your list of favorite Star Wars movies. So where does it fall on the list? 1 through 7 now? 8 now? There's 8 Star Wars movies now. Yeah. So, 1 through 8, where does it fall on your list of favorites?
Okay.
So, for me, stars-wise, I'd give it a 9, which is pretty darn high. I think I give Force Awakens an 8.
I thought you gave it a 10.
Yeah?
I thought you did.
Okay, well, maybe I'll give this a 10 then.
Change it
because,
up.
Because I did enjoy this more than Force Awakens. I did like Force Awakens a lot, like a lot. But this made me feel, like Levi said, even more nostalgic than I think
Force Awakens
which
is supposed to be like a sequel.
And
well,
Force Awakens, I cried one time when, spoilers for Force Awakens.
If you haven't seen it by now, it's been a year, okay?
When Han Solo died, I sobbed like a baby. This movie, I cried 3 times. So, that kind of gives it away a little bit. I loved it. It was tons of fun. I felt like I was an 11-year-old boy watching it. For me, on the scale of my Star Wars movies, and a lot of people have already been mad at me for saying this, it's my 3rd favorite now. First would be A New Hope. 2nd would be Jedi. And my 3rd is Rogue One. Okay. So yes, that is correct, people. I do enjoy Rogue One more than I enjoy Empire Strikes Back. You heard it here first.
Just lost a buttload of fans there to the dark side.
But Empire Strikes Back is the best Star Wars movie ever!
Everything goes to crap, but it's awesome!
Boba Fett is so amazing!
He points a gun!
He says 2 lines! It made me really excited! And then he died on accident!
Supposedly he's dead. Supposedly.
Alright, Tommy, it's 2 stars. How about you, buddy?
Alright, so out of 10, I'm going to give it an 8. It was really good. I really love the story, the characters. So if I were to rate it, I'm going to give it it's going to be my 4th favorite Star Wars.
Okay.
So first for me is always Revenge of the Sith. I know it's the original trilogy. Everybody hates it. But I always get the feels where it's like you've been following these two characters, Obi-Wan and Anakin, for a long time, and then that relationship breaks, and it always breaks my heart.
Yeah. Wow. That's impressive that's your favorite.
Then I love Return of the Jedi, where the ragtag teams of underdogs come in.
Yeah.
And they find out it's a trap!
It's a trap!
They defeat the big giant empire.
Yeah.
I think if I were to get the next one, would probably be... Probably A New Hope, because it technically was the first Star Wars movie I ever saw. Because I saw that before I saw Episode 1.
Nice. A New Hope is great. I love it.
Even though I was only like 8 years old when Episode 1 came out, I still watched the original trilogy first. But I love that kind of, again, like, you know, like, I'm just a little
was
far
it
boy.
Empire Strike Back, the trap?
No, that's...
No, Jedi was the trap.
Oh, okay.
Where they have the new bigger Death Star, blah, 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 blah.
Right, yeah.
All right. That's pretty good.
And then number 4, Robot.
All right. Good. That's so pretty good, pretty positive all across the board so far. Leviticus?
Nose. Doggy turd.
I honestly, without thinking, okay, with seeing it, not overthinking it, not, you know, not even really, you know, looking at it in depth, I honestly would give it a 10.
10, okay. Yeah.
I loved it that much. I thought it was, there was nothing that turned me away during the whole movie.
Nothing that turned me off, it all turned me on.
Damn straight. I thought it was great. I thought that they did, and it was complete nostalgia. And, you know, obviously there were some things that they, you know, may have looked not as great than what it should have, but
right.
I still feel that it was a great experience. It was funny. Really freaking funny. A lot funnier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Even though the originals, they're funny too.
It was,
you know,
funny, but it was still dark.
Right, it was still dark, but I was entertained
the whole time. Yeah.
I was entertained the whole time. Now, in ranking, I would have to go A New Hope.
Okay.
I would have to go Episode 3. I have the same exact feels that you get with that.
You are the chosen one!
In the creation...
Oh, no. Never go soft!
The creation of Darth Vader. I think that was so awesome. Whether you liked the whole movie or not, that part is what made Episode 3.
Yeah, that last
relationship
battle
between Obi-Wan and Anakin, and that
battle on Mustafar, man, broke my heart.
Anakin killing the younglings.
Yeah,
you killed younglings.
And I would say it's in competition between Rogue One and Force Awakens. I loved Force Awakens too.
So you like Force Awakens and Rogue One more than you like Jedi or Empire? That's what you're saying right now.
a hush goes maybe. Over the crowd.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. That's good.
Yeah, and I think the reason being is just, I don't know, it was so much more exciting.
It was very exciting.
It was so much more exciting of Force Awakens with that feeling coming back.
Yeah.
You know, we've had all these movies. 1, 2, and 3, obviously, people will criticize and everything like that. 4, 5, and 6, obviously, being the originals. Force Awakens, it just brought so many good feelings because it's all the same characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the original characters, and that's what we hoped for, was a continuation of that story.
For sure.
So, and then
a new evil in the same world.
Yeah, exactly, because we didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it was all happy, and Ewoks dancing.
So
and
the fact of a new story was just a really good feeling.
Yep, yep.
It was a really good feeling.
So, I want to say something, but I have to say spoilers first. So, if you haven't seen the movie yet, turn the podcast off now and then re-listen after you've seen the movie. I would assume if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably seen the movie, though.
You may have even saw it with us.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We did have a lot of people go see it with us. Spoiler warning. Spoiler. That's the good thing about Rogue One also, though, is because they also did bring back familiar characters.
Yeah.
To my surprise, I don't know how surprised you guys were, but when they brought Grand Moff Tarkin into the movie, I was a little shocked.
General Tarkin.
Yes, yes. General Tarkin in this one. Because Peter Cushing passed away 2 years ago. And so I don't think anybody really expected to see him in this movie. So obviously they used CGI.
At first I was curious, like, is that CGI?
It was very convincing.
It was really good.
Especially at the beginning. And then they had a couple angles that you could really tell it was CGI.
He looked like he had Botox.
Right. And so they brought him back, and then Leia at the end, too.
Though, like, you guys may not have thought that was the best CGI on her face, I thought it was really convincing, too.
No, and here's the thing, is I thought it was okay, but...
I don't think you needed it.
You didn't need it?
You didn't need it.
I agree, you just had to show the buns and the white robe, and you were good to go.
Or not even... Yeah.
Just give it to her, and that's what it is.
Or show the back end of it.
She didn't really have to say anything, to be honest.
Either way, it doesn't matter. It was still a great movie.
Yeah.
It's just they didn't need to do the CGI on that.
Yeah, you're right.
I agree.
And I'm surprised they did. I really am. Like, why spend the money?
That's true.
When you didn't need it.
I also very much enjoyed Vader in the movie.
Dude, Vader was
the middle
awesome.
And the end. But on the same note, I don't think you really need Vader. You needed Vader. I think that movie stands alone enough on its own.
Well, yeah, I can agree with you.
I disagree.
But Vader was awesome.
Vader was awesome, and he added to the movie, for sure.
So much more.
And added excitement, but I think you could have done that without Vader.
I completely disagree.
Yeah, I don't know. Vader's the one who's pursuing them, and you have to wonder why he's pursuing
them. That's the thing, is...
It literally picks up...
This was the first movie. Say this was the very first movie.
Okay.
Before New Hope was not filmed or even happened. Okay.
It's nice. Vader
is, I mean, Palpatine is who's creating this thing. Or is trying to get this made.
But they didn't even mention Palpatine.
They barely remember.
I think they did once. They mentioned Emperor, not Palpatine.
But basically, it's just like Emperor knows about this project, but they're not like broadcasting it.
But even in New Hope and everything, Vader is the one who was foreseeing everything
He is, for sure. But at that point, you could have mentioned his name and not
Guess, but Vader has to be involved somehow, because he always is. Even in the other movies, that he's always foreseeing, making sure that they're getting it done.
But those are Vader things.
And you have to have someone being force-choked. It just has to happen.
Every other movie is a saga movie where it follows the Skywalker story. This wasn't about Skywalker.
But it was about the Death Star.
Right.
Which is Vader's baby.
Not necessarily Vader's baby. Vader gives a crap about the Death Star. He just cares about what the Emperor wants.
Right. So, what did you guys think about the Easter eggs that were in the movie? There was a bunch of Easter eggs.
I loved the little nods every once in a while.
There was a lot of nods.
There were some I didn't catch that I found out later. Like, I didn't catch that they used
original
film from A New Hope.
I missed that too.
The Rogue film from the two leaders, Rogue Leader and Gold Leader.
Yeah.
Red Leader, sorry. Rogue Leader and Red Leader.
Which, after hearing about it and seeing some screen clips, it was just like, oh yeah, it does look like it.
Yeah, for sure. And then the first one we saw was Blue Milk. There's a picture of Blue Milk on the farming planet.
Yeah, we're there at the very beginning, yeah.
They had the R2-D2 and C-3PO appearance. They had the guys from Tatooine and Mos Eisley
Cantina.
Ezevan
and Panda.
Yeah, they appeared, which is pretty...
You guys watch yourself.
That's cool.
Even through that line out there, you watch yourself.
That's his favorite thing to say. They also did a couple like one-liners, like they said it's a trap a couple times.
Oh, I love the where they're like in the elevator and K2's like, I have a bad feeling. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
K2, yeah. I'm going to pause right here. K2 stole the show for me. I loved K2SO.
K2SO was great.
He was awesome.
He was the Imperial droid that they reprogrammed. Sarcastic sense of humor. He was...
Very dark.
He was the kid essence of the movie.
Yeah.
Right? He was the one that the kids are going to love, but he wasn't too cartoony. Adults still love him, too. He had the sarcastic, dark, dry humor. He was great. The end scene with him and the gun, and again, spoilers... And he's shooting the gun like crazy, and then he dies. That's one of the scenes I cried during.
It was clutching.
So K2SO was really great. What did you guys think of Jyn Erso? Did you enjoy Felicity Jones as Jyn?
Yes, I liked her. I thought she was great.
I thought she did a good job.
I want to say that I actually was thrown off a little. At the beginning of the movie, I thought, what's his name? Who's the other main character guy? What's his name?
The names are very hard to remember.
Captain, the other Kanessa?
Whatever. I kind of was starting to think that he was a double agent.
I thought he was a double agent.
That threw me off.
Yeah.
I was thinking and it was kind of... That's another cool thing, was we've never seen this side of the Rebels.
The Rebel Alliance.
What they were willing to do.
Riding the line between good and evil.
Right. We've never seen that. We've never seen anything like that. So that was really cool also.
Ooh. I thought that was cool too. What was that, Tom?
I had a bad hiccup.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for bringing it up.
I thought you were going to say something.
Not really. It hurt a little bit. Saul Guerrera, I thought was interesting, like another part of the Rebel Alliance, where he's like the, because it kind of brings
the anti-Darth Vader.
Well, yes, no, he's like the Rebel extremist.
Yeah.
So it kind of brings in like our real world, where we have, you know, we always have this problem with like terrorism and rebels and extremist terrorists.
Yeah.
There, where it kind
and
of brings
he was
like
the
he's fighting a cause, but he takes it to the next level. And
Is he good or bad?
Is he going to tarnish what they're fighting for?
I think Forrest Whitaker definitely nailed that role. He is in Clone Wars, I guess?
Yes, he actually is. There's an episode where they help him out.
I did enjoy Saw Gerrera. I thought he was really good as well. I think one thing they did good with the movie was, going into it with the trailer, we really had no idea what direction they were going in.
Yeah.
And through the movie, I had no idea where they were going. And even a lot of people were complaining that the trailers, there's a lot of scenes in the trailers that did not show up in the movie. Tons and tons and tons of scenes.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
Almost the whole trailer, there's like 75% of it are scenes that we didn't see in the movie. So they really did a good job of misleading us a little bit.
Which is, I'm fine with.
Right.
There was even thoughts before I watched the movie that I was thinking that what's-her-name was going to be a double agent.
Jyn?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did because who you will become when they said that.
Yeah,
it was definitely interesting.
So,
are you guys disappointed that we didn't see any like Easter eggs towards Han Solo or nods towards?
I was
Han
surprised about
like that
too. Nothing, no Luke.
or
we had an Obi-Wan nod. That's very
small. Well, because Obi-Wan we didn't nod. Know about Luke at this point.
Yeah,
that's the thing, and we kind of did get a nod.
Because of Bail Organa, but that's about
it. We got a knob at Obi-Wan.
When Bail was talking about he's in hiding or something like that.
Yeah, I need to tell my the Jedi that's in hiding. Mm-hmm. And then she said something about we need somebody to help us fight. And he said, I'll go get her and I trust her with my life.
Yeah, and then he was talking about Leia. At first I was like, ooh, who's he talking about? And then Leia was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Were you guys satisfied with the ending? So, spoilers again, they killed everybody.
Yeah.
Right, so...
Super spoiler. All the main Rogue One, anybody in the Rogue One, died.
Yeah. Which you kind of saw coming, right?
Yeah, I saw it coming.
Well, yeah, and they even said it, I believe, in New Hope, that everybody died
they trying to get They came at a high cost, is what they said. They didn't say specifically what that cost was.
So, no, I wasn't surprised. I actually think it was... I thought it was fine, even with everybody dying. I really do.
Because if they didn't kill everybody, it would be hard to explain why they weren't
and where they go.
Or what happened to them, where they were.
Right, yeah.
Or 4, 5, 6.
Right. Are you guys... So, I think one thing that is exciting is these characters could show up in Rebels. Because Rebels is pre. They could do another Clone Wars. They could show up in Clone Wars. They could do comic spinoffs. So even though the story ended, anything pre, we could still get more development and comic spinoffs and stuff. Which, I would love to see a K2SO kind of spinoff.
That'd be cool.
And I would love to see more Saw Gerrera, too. I think that's got... Saw
well, I mean,
and
look
Jin
at her skills. Look at how she was a really good fighter.
Right.
And it's like, obviously she was in prison and she must have learned that somewhere. And obviously she was, what's-his-name's agent or whatever, and he's...
Yeah. I would love to see their relationship. So after he gets
like
her,
you know,
him raising her.
Yeah.
I think that
would be that would be actually
Do you
a
see
story.
Them doing another movie off of that? Because, I mean...
Nah, probably not a movie.
No?
Maybe a comic book. That would make more sense.
So, wasn't there rumors of a Star Wars show?
There was, yeah. There still talks about it a little bit.
How do you think that would work?
I think they would have... The rumor was it was Vader tracking down the Jedis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
After seeing this, if it was a Vader-centric show, I don't think it would work.
No, I don't think it would either.
As a Vader-centric show, I don't think... If it was a cartoon, it would work. But as live action, I think this proved that they need to do the least amount of Vader from here on out as they can.
Right.
Me personally, I hope they don't touch Vader again. In live action, I hope they just leave.
Maybe a hologram. Maybe a hologram.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe. I don't know what other stories they could
do.
Prequels,
at this point,
I mean Han Solo.
Yeah.
I hope they just focus on the side track.
At this point, all I'm excited for is Episode 8.
It did. It definitely gave us a nice break between Episode 8. Episode 8 comes out next Christmas. So next December.
I know I said this last year, but after Episode 7, between this, I was like, I can't wait a year.
President of Lucasfilm, Kathleen Kennedy, told us that we are getting our trailer in April.
April?
For Episode 8.
Boy,
that's
a
long
ways away. Four months
still
away.
Still something to look forward to.
I'm totally going to buy this on DVD when it comes out. Watch it a bunch of times.
So many times. Especially that scene where Vader's like kicking butt.
Yeah. Overall, awesome. We're giving this 10,000 thumbs up, right? And that end scene with Vader, where he kicked butt and cutting people in half.
Dude, that was awesome.
Using
the force like
people.
I've never seen Vader.
Again,
use
another thing that we haven't seen.
The rage of Vader.
A little bit of a bummer.
I was full staff.
Wingardium Leviosa, bro.
Keep calm and geek out.